from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
So we're talking about them using these practices to gain some momentum, but more importantly, learn more about some of the guys that they want to test out. And you can only do so much against your own guys. When you're going up against a different scheme, Mike, different players, obviously it helps you. Raheem was asked that today before practice about using these practices.
You can do that as well. And then sometimes you just want to have all your stuff out to be able to go out there and practice for you, just to see what guys can execute and what they can do and how well they can do it. And then, like, sometimes you got some, like you said, it's always going to be some testers out there. There's always going to be some, hey, our chance to go explore, as opposed to what you're doing with your bread and butter. So, like, some exploration things, some you know, obviously some bread and butter things, some core concepts, your guys working together, the communication from around, when you get the known distractions, the media, the fans, the opposite team. It's always fun. It's a great deal. I enjoy this like no other.
Yeah, and again, hopefully they're getting everything they need to get in. Meanwhile, Braves back in action tonight, Mike. Braves are 60-51. Bryce Elder on the hill, guys. He looked good in his last start. Hopefully he can do the same. He went down to, you know, Gwinnett, did not start, did not pitch, and now he's back up here. 2-4, 5.67 ERA. But, Mike, I think that's the record's not indicative of how well he's pitched lately.
Yeah, he came back up, and he kind of got back into some of those habits where the third time and fourth time around the lineup, other teams sort of figured him out. You know, Carl, he doesn't have overpowering speed, so he's got to really mix things up. I thought he, in his last outing, I think that's the best he's looked late in a game since before the All-Star break last year when he made the All-Star team, and after that, you know, the wheels kind of came off. And the other great news we got today, we'll talk more about it with Grant McCauley coming up at 5:40, but almost 2 months now, more than that, it's Michael Money Harris starting that rehab assignment with the Stripers in Gwinnett. He's been out since June 14th.
That's a long time.
And
it's
a
long time.
And I said this to you earlier. Are you going to give him a shot at the leadoff spot, or are you going to say just let Soler continue to do it when he does get back up? And hopefully it's by next week.
Yeah, listen, at this point I need to see if Soler can do it, and I'll put Money Harris somewhere else in the lineup.
So it's back to seven, maybe?
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. We won, you know, 2 of 3 from the Brewers last week, so that's good news. But obviously one of their best guys is throwing tonight in Colin Ray. So we'll see what happens, man. This kid's been really good. And he's got, what, 4 career starts against us where teams are batting only about .230 against him. We will see how we fare against him. Again, it's our hitting. We've been talking about lack thereof.
Yeah,
no doubt, Mike. I mean, in the final 2 games of that series with the Marlins, you know, we scored 3 total runs. 3
total hit.
Runs.
Yeah, and that's why it's just been a season of sort of false starts. And look, we got on a great run. You talked about, you know, okay, and the Phillies are scuffling. And then it just left a bad taste in your mouth to lose to the Marlins. And look, I get it. They're professionals. They're still going to throw it in the 90s. They got a bullpen. But still, come on. It's the freaking Marlins. Half the team is gone. You've gutted the squad. Their spirit should be broken. But we didn't. You lost to those clowns. Let's get it back together.
No doubt about it. Hey, while we're talking baseball, many Braves fans are aware of this. But if you are not, send Freddie Freeman some love, man. Mm. He got a standing ovation in his first at-bat in more than a week. Monday night against the Phillies, he had been absent from the Dodgers since July 26. And for those who don't know, his 3-year-old son, Maximus, has been dealing with a neurological disorder. They've been going through it. And listen, he's not with us, but Freddie's always going to be a Brave. And so here he is talking about, you know, his wife and how they've been dealing with this situation and how, you know, sometimes they wish that they could just switch places.
It's a good thing I'm here because that means things are trending better. And Chelsea and I, it's been a long week. No one should have to go through this, especially a three-year-old. I don't know how many times Chelsea and I said we wish we could switch, you know.
It's a Guillain-Barré syndrome, Carl.
Yep.
So the kid's feeling like, you know, tingling sensation, sensitivity in his legs, and had to spend over a week in a pediatric ICU unit in Los Angeles. So any mom and dad out there that's listening to our show, as you hear Freddie, look, we'll get on Freddie for crying here with the Braves. Not going to get on Freddie for getting emotional talking about one of his kids.
No, not at all. No parent should have to deal with that, as Freddie said in that statement when he was talking to reporters. Mike, Olympic watch, because we've been on it, and there was a lot going on. Now, I didn't see this, but apparently our U.S. women's national team is, they've won an extra time. They did win, so that's great news. I did not get a chance to watch any of that because I was watching last night. Obviously, with the time change, guys, we get that delay, right? So
right.
We see, like tonight, we'll see all the things that happened today, but that's good news. By the way, our U.S. women's team has been balling.
Yeah, and it's kind of no disrespect to the legendary women's team and all the personalities that have come and gone, but it's kind of nice to reshuffle the deck for U.S. women's soccer and see a new group of women kind of establish themselves as this team. So, yeah, man, that's great to hear. Also, last night, and we'll get into it in some guy talk, we saw the final events in the women's individual gymnastics competition, Simone Biles. You know, not a great day for her, but still, obviously, her legacy is set, and it was kind of cool seeing some of the other people pick up some hardware.
By the way, our men's team, we're talking about hoops, they play Brazil today, 3:30 today. So we'll keep an eye out on that as LeBron and company try to continue their quest towards the goal.
France and Canada, probably teams that have more NBA guys than others. They're also in action. So we'll see, man. I think, you know, we got an older team, but I still like our chances. But I think we'll be okay.
I do too, man. Charles Barkley, by the way, intends to remain with TNT through the remainder of his contract. He said he will not retire next season, reversing the announcement he made in June, Mike, during the NBA Finals. And so now Charles is saying, look, I'm going to stay with TNT, sign a 10-year contract, whether it's basketball or not, whatever's going on. And he says, I love my TNT sports family. My number one priority has been and always will be our people and keeping everyone together for as long as possible. So this is a statement Barkley put out. He says, I'm looking forward to continuing to work with them both on the shows we currently have and the new ones we're developing in the future.
So I think, look, Charles, that's why we love the guy, because he does wear my heart on my sleeve. And he does kind of throw things out there. And I think, you know, eventually he kind of realizes, all right, well, this is where it's going. We discussed his contract last week. You know, it got a 10-year deal with 7 years left on it. So there's got to be some accommodation. But how does, you know, we just want to see Charles in as much of that show still somewhere.
Yeah.
And I know maybe Ernie's going to stay loyal to Turner because Ernie Johnson is the guy that kind of stirs the drink on it and has that job of being the ringmaster. But we just want to see as much of that show somewhere together. And maybe it still happens.
Yeah.
After next year, which is the last year for Turner.
I do hope so, too. Hey, NFL Blitz is on the way. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. And there is a lot of NFL news going on as well. I think the big thing is whether or not Brandon Ayuk is going to get traded. And we talked about this yesterday. There are teams that apparently are interested. We said there was a rumor out there about the Steelers. There was no confirmation about that. That was just kind of out there floating around in the ether. And then, Mike, today we find out a couple of other teams are, in fact, interested. If you, by the way, if you're Brandon Ayuk, you picking the team? Like, are you saying I will not go there or you just want out?
I'm not sure if he has that kind of leverage considering he's still on a rookie deal. So I think you go where you're traded. But, I mean, unless John Lynch is going to be accommodating, you know, be solid, that'd be nice of him to do that for him. But yeah, now it seems like it's a battle in that division. I mean, it could be the Cleveland Browns where he goes. I know we talked about it. You mentioned the Steelers story. Now there's a little more, I guess, accredited journalists in Pittsburgh that are saying there's smoke there too for the Steelers to still be in the mix.
Yeah. We'll get you caught up on that as well as what else is going on around NFL camps. 404-726-0929. It's our text line. You can always hit us up there or find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And, of course, the radio station, 929, the game. Stay up on everything that is going on. By the way, Draymond Green's just popping off. And I did want to play this. Oren, let's play this real quick while we're talking about the NBA and certainly or the Olympic team. Draymond first came out and said that this team could beat the original Dream Team.
But he's out of his freaking mind.
He's lost his mind.
Yeah.
Then he came out, Mike. Doesn't he still play for Golden State?
Last time I checked.
Okay.
Big contract.
Here he is talking about Steve Kerr and the Olympic rotations. Just listen to this.
And then JT come out and not play? I couldn't believe that. But and not playing him, it was wrong. We all know it was wrong. He should play. He didn't. What I don't like about it is, now to me, it feels like a cover in my tracks, like proving a point type thing to where like, oh, now Joel's out of the lineup. And then today, Drew didn't play. So I totally disagree with that. And as I said, just from the outside looking in, it just comes off as like a, we made a mistake as a coaching staff.
Well, you got to go work with that guy when he gets back from Paris.
Yes,
there,
you do.
Draymond, he is your boss. Like, I'm not a fan of Draymond Green. We just talked about Charles Barkley. He aspires to be that guy. He just doesn't come off as charming or as charismatic or as interesting, if I'm honest with his takes. Yeah, all right, so what? So Steve Kerr, he's going to teach Jason Tatum a lesson for the Celtics beating the Warriors? What the hell are you talking about? You know, it's 40 minutes in a FIBA game. Not everybody gets on the court. You know, there were guys on the Dream Team in 92 that didn't get minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the greatest team to ever dress out. So, to me, it's manufacturing something there. But, I mean, that's one thing if it was another coach you don't have to deal with. That's your boss,
that's
man, at
what,
Golden
yeah.
State.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.